Top of mind, the potential US-Iran deal drove oil's worst month since March 2020. Brent, 19%, WTI, 17%, and pushed the S&P 500 to its ninth straight weekly gain. This creates a clear buy the rumor, sell the fact risk in energy, XLE, CVX, and a tailwind for consumer discretionary, AMZN, UAL, and airlines, EasyJ, if fuel costs normalize. The key tension, Trump's demands Friday conflict with Iranian state media, suggesting the final deal is not done. Catalyst radar. Mon, Nvidia, NVDA, CEO Jensen Huang, keynote at Computex Web3, earnings from Palo Alto Networks, PANW, CrowdStrike, CRWD, Broadcom, AVGO, Lululemon, Lulu. Fry, May US jobs report, needs to be weak enough, Cramer, to justify Fed rate cut expectations. Analyst, opinion columns. WSJ heard on the street, memory versus oil. Argues memory chip makers, Samsung, SK Hynix, MU, now command higher market caps than oil majors, supported by long-term AI contracts that reduce price volatility. MU trades 10x forward earnings. WSJ heard, corporate bonds. Warns IG credit spreads near multi-decade tights versus treasuries, leaving bondholders exposed to any supply shock from AI M&A financing. WSJ, SpaceX versus OpenAI. Notes SpaceX's rocket monopoly provides a deeper competitive moat than OpenAI's eroding first-mover advantage. Bloomberg opinion, UK gilt warning. Gilt yields rising on political fiscal risks, potentially foreshadowing broader sovereign stress. FT, in shitification of markets, draws parallels between SpaceX IPO hype and dot-com era, questioning whether massive valuations serve public investors. Markets, oil and stocks, Brent fell to $91 on Friday, WTI to 87, S&P 500 plus 0.2%, NASDAQ plus 0.2%, both new records. DJIA crossed 51,000. Bond yields, 10-year treasury yield fell to 4.44% as oil dropped. Ultra-short bond funds saw record inflows as investors shunned duration. Volatility and positioning. Citadel Securities posted record 4.3 billion in trading revenues on Iran volatility. DJIA crossing 51,000. Space stocks, AST Space Mobile, 15%, Rocket Lab, 3.1%, Intuitive Machines, 4.1% after Blue Origin rocket explosion. Emerging markets, KOSPI, plus 3.5%, Japan, Taiwan, plus 2% plus on oil drop. But WSJ notes EM index now 28% in three AI-linked chip stocks, not real diversification. Economy, labor share of income, fell to 51% in Q1, the lowest since 1947. Profits share rose to 12.1%, highest since 1950. Explains market exuberance versus public anxiety. Consumer strain, credit card delinquencies, 90-plus days, hit 13.12%, highest in 15 years. Total balance, 1.25 tzus, savings rate fell to 2.6%. Moody's estimates average household has spent 447 of the extra on energy since the war began. Philippine inflation, BSP flags. May inflation at 7.1-7.9%, signaling potential rate hikes. Business finance, Dell, stock surged 33% Friday best day ever. AI server revenue plus 7.57%, YY to 16.1 BN. EPS 4.86 versus 2.94 expected. CEO close ties to Trump, raised regulatory docs sanctions risk questions, but also contributed to a 9.7 BN Pentagon contract this week. President bought 1.5 mimicmids in Dell shares in Feb. Big banks. Jamie Dimon says JPM gung-ho on Q2, sees market exuberance. Goldman sees M&A volume near 2021 record. Bank CEOs report strong consumer spending despite low sentiment. TD Bank raised dividend 3.7% after solid Q2 beat. Net income $4.25 billion. Provision for credit losses below expectations. CIBC selling Caribbean arm for 1.6 billion to Butterfield, launching share buyback. IFF, private equity firm CVC, bought its food ingredients division for 4.3 billion. EasyJet, EasyJ, Castle Lake considering 3 billion takeover bid. Shares rose 7% on rumors. Airline hit hard by jet fuel prices. Anthropic versus OpenAI, Anthropic now valued at 900 billion versus OpenAI's 730 billion. Revenue run rate hit 47 billion, but faces Pentagon litigation, outage issues. No merger news, NextEra Dominion 66.8 billion deal faces scrutiny over political ties. World geopolitics, US-Iran deal. Trump called for a Friday Situation Room, final determination. His conditions, no nuclear weapons. Hormuz open without tolls, destroy enriched uranium. Conflict with Iranian state media's claims about the draft deal. Qatar says a temporary Hormuz toll for mine clearing is negotiable. Oil insurance premiums likely to stay elevated even after reopening. U.S. defense strategy. Defense Secretary Hegseth at Shangri-La praised Asian allies for burden sharing, called China's military buildup alarming, and demanded NATO allies spend 3.5% of GDP. China-EU trade. EU held preliminary China policy discussions. China warned it would resolutely retaliate if the EU imposes new trade restrictions. Record EU trade deficit with China driven by EV imports. Taiwan, US congressional delegation, reaffirmed arms sales commitment despite Trump calling them a negotiating chip. USPS proposed requiring states to provide voter-level data on mail-in ballots following Trump's executive order. SEC proposed to kill Biden-era climate disclosure rule. Trump Treasury preparing 250 bill with Trump's portrait, a break from the tradition of only deceased individuals on currency. Technology AI, Dell's AI server explosion, see above. AI server revenue up 757% YOY, a picks and shovels win. Software stocks, iShares expanded tech software ETF, had best month since Oct 2001, plus 21%. Snowflake, Snow, plus 150% on week. Okta, Okta record plus 30%. Memory chips, Samsung, SK Hynix, Micron now combined market cap 1TN plus SUS each, 22% above the three most valuable oil companies. WSJ argues long-term AI contracts reduce cyclicality. SpaceX IPO confusion. Musk contradicted the S-1 filing on the length of the Anthropic compute lease, 180 days versus implied 3 years. Adds to skepticism around the 1.25TN valuation. Meta, testing $8.19 AMO AI subscriptions. Wolf Research sees up to 16 billions in AI subscription revenue by 2030. Foundation Future Industries, Trump-linked startup testing humanoid robots in Ukraine, aims for US military deployment within 18 months. China AI, Minimax, local DeepSeek rival, begins preparations for China listing after Jan Hong Kong IPO. Standouts, SEC kills climate rule, proposed to repeal the Biden-era rule requiring climate risk disclosures, a win for oil, our gas, airlines, banks, a blow for ESG. Trump $250 a bill, Treasury preparing a note with Trump's portrait for the first time with a living president, symbolic, but signals institutional norm-breaking. Blue Origin explosion, a new Glenn rocket exploded on its launch pad, likely delaying Amazon's satellite plans and giving SpaceX more room. Mercedes-Benz under threat, new US bill banning foreign adversary-owned automakers could sweep in Mercedes because China's BAIC owns 10%. If enforced, it would ban Mercedes from the US market. SpaceX IPO skepticism, the Musk-Anthropic contract confusion adds to concerns about opaque disclosures ahead of the largest IPO ever.